Drinking my water, getting hydrated.
Looking you at know? Farmland.
Yeah. They have some nice houses out there out in the middle of nowhere. I bet they got a lot of guns in there, too. You never know what could go on, man. You never know. Always be aware of your surroundings. What's going on, everybody?
Unlike any year that you've probably been here, there's so much excitement, not only fans, but people who know football and also the guys on the team. Is this different for you after all the years that you've been here coming in?
Yeah, it's different. You know, we've been with Coach Zim and his staff for going on 3 years now, and, you know, he brought in a whole new philosophy, you know, and a whole new way of the Viking football, and you've been seeing that each year we begin better. And there is a lot of excitement, and I'm excited, and we got the new U.S. Bank Stadium, you know, new state-of-the-art stadium, and it's a blessing to have that. And, yeah, it's different, but in order to make it different, we got to go out there and win games, you know. That's what we're here for, you know. It's all fun and games, you know, doing all this. But, you know, I'm here to win games and win games only. And if we could do that and excel on the field, that's what I'm all about.
Now your defense is on the map, and it has been for a while. But do you guys feel like you've got something more to prove then to kind of be up to?
Each and every year you should come in with a chip on your shoulder. You know, each and every year our team should come in with a chip on our shoulder to be the best team that we could be. Play together on all phases, special teams, offense, defense, and just take our game to the next level. And that's become together playing, being smarter football players, being more physical, being better tacklers, you know, minimizing mistakes and going out there to prove people wrong each and every year. You know, I like being underdogs because nobody knows about you until you hit them in the mouth a few times. Then they recognize who we are. But, you know, it's going to be a good year, but it's up to us to put in the grind, you know, and we got to grind now. And, you know, it starts with this conditioning test we got to do, and that's terrible, but it's okay, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm happy to be here and happy to be a part of this team.
Number one thing to get out of the way, yep. That conditioning test?
Yep. Can this be the best defense in the NFL?
Of course it could be the best defense. We have all the pieces to the puzzle, but it's going to take a grind, man. It's going to take each player taking that next step, each player to, you know, count on one another to do the right things on each and every play, you know, be assignment sound, be disciplined in our defense, and just dominate on every phase, you know. Be accountable for your job, you know, win your individual battles and go out there and just dominate, you know. That's the whole goal is, you know, you work on your craft, you got time to work on your craft, now it's time to show your craft to the world. So that's the biggest thing.
You touched upon liking being the underdog. Now that you're not, I mean, what are some of the differences and how tough was it when everyone's kind of gunning for you as a division champion?
You got to come out and play, man. You got to come out and play your A game each and every day. You got to come out and work hard on the practice field. You got to go out and, you know, do the right things, you know, and that starts with just, you know, practice, man. Practice, and then on Sundays you get to go take the final test, and that's what you do week in and week out. And you got to do that for 17 weeks and be dominant. But it starts with game one against Tennessee, and we're looking forward to that game.
But going to USC, you're used to not being the underdog.
Yeah, you know, but I've been in the league now. I'm 7 years, so I'm about the Minnesota Vikings. So, but yeah, USC, we were never the underdogs.
Ever since, how much time has been thinking about the way last season ended?
You know, it took me a long time to it took me a good amount of time because, you know, everybody's seen we should have won that game, but things didn't go in our favor, you know. Big costly mistakes happen, and, you know, people owned up to them, and the team owned up to them, you know. But at that time, we have to learn when we get in big pressure situations like that, you know, take your time. You know, you don't got to be Superman. You got to go in there and just be the guy that you've been for the 17 weeks up to that point. And there's no reason to do anything extra. And, you know, and we just all got to play together collectively to get the job done. Yeah, you know, it's a humble experience. You know, everybody, we thought we had the game in the bag, and, you know, and it's just a humble experience. And you should come back more hungry and more ready to, you know, get the ball going and, you know, and start grinding, man. You know, I'm all about the grind, you know. And, you know, once we hit the field, it's grinding, work on your craft, and, you know, build this team the way we want it to be built.
Does that game for you seem a long time ago now, or too close for comfort still?
I'll put that in the past, man. You got to move on from it. If you let it linger, then it becomes like a little becomes like a little cut. It's going to keep on growing its wound. So, you know, you put a bandage over it, you know, you don't forget the feeling of it because you don't want to feel that again, but you learn from it and you move on and you become a better player, become a better team, and, you know, we don't let that happen again.
Iverson, the expectation, you know, both with the media fans but also I'm sure internally, is to go even further this year.
Yeah, Super Bowl. You know,
at this point, though, how do you kind of avoid getting ahead of yourself too much? I mean, you guys have to put in the work on the way back there. How do you kind of not get carried away with kind of where you want to be now and put in the work there?
It starts Friday. It starts Friday. You know, you go on the field and you become so tight as a team. You hit in all your X's and O's. You're disciplined on every play, and you just fully dial in to what the coaches is giving you on an everyday basis. And you go out there and you do the same thing what you do on the practice field and don't do anything extra. And you just go out there and just grind, man. It's simple, man. You grind. You put in the work now. Then you're going to see the results later.
Super Bowl or you don't?
No, you talk about it, Super Bowl. You know, we want to win a Super Bowl. Super Bowl never been running around here. They've been to I don't know how many appearances. When I went to the gala, it was 7 of them that I heard. Then we had to leave, but it was 7 appearances or more. I don't know, but, you know, it's time for the Minnesota Vikings to take that next step. And that next step is to go out there and compete on every single play and get where we want to go, and that's the Super Bowl. And, you know, but we all could talk about it. We could all say that we won a Super Bowl, but it takes 17 weeks to do it.
Iverson, as a fellow defensive end, how good can Danielle Hunter be?
Oh, man, he could be outstanding, man. Like I always tell him, I wish I was so humble and so, you know, he listened to all the information. He's a player, you know, he's a player that listens to all the information. You could tell that kid to run a mile around the track because it's good for you. He's going to go run it. You could tell him, you know, he listens to everything that we tell him to do, and you can see how good he's playing now. So, you know, but he could be excellent, man. But it's up to him to go out there and start on Friday to, you know, to keep on building on his craft.
Do you expect a breakout season out of him?
Huh?
Do you expect a breakout season?
Of course. You know, I expect a breakout season out of everybody. If everybody can have a breakout season this year, then we could talk about a Super Bowl at the end of this.
Iverson, are you close with Kevin Williams?
Huh?
Are you close with Kevin Williams?
Yeah, Kevin Williams ticket? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kevin Williams, you know, when I first came in the league, I played a lot of inside. I was 3 technique. You know, I played a little on pass rushing down. So, you know, when they was throwing everything at me, you know, he said, get me on the field. Young Buck, I got you. So he used to tell me what to do, man. So I love Kevin, man. But also Kevin was, you know, he was a humble man. He didn't say too much. He was an excellent player. And, you know, the game's going to miss somebody like him. But, you know, he, 14 seasons, you know, in. And, you know, it was I was honored to be able to come into a D-line room with Jarrett, Kevin Williams, Pat Williams, Ray Edwards, Jamie Mitchell, Brian Robertson, LaTroy Guyon, Fred Evans. You know, I could go down the line. Just be able as a rookie to come in and absorb all that knowledge from them guys, you know, from Jared and Kevin. You know, they really taught me a lot, and that's why I feel like I'm here today. You know, I was a knucklehead, but, you know, I listened to them. Now I really realize what I could do, and, you know, and I just want to help this team win, and that's my goal.
Thanks, Everton.
Thanks, sir.